This is an ABC podcast.
Hello, my name is Nidge. And today on Imagine This, we're cloud gazing.
Over there!
It looks like a rabbit.
No, a bear.
It's fluffy.
Yeah, and how about that one?
It looks like a mouse.
No, it's got a trunk.
Yeah, it looks like an elephant.
See, it has a big trunk. That's an elephant.
What about that one over there? It looks a bit grey and rumbly.
Storm cloud, it looks very black.
Full of big, heavy rain.
Yes, it'll be a big thunderstorm.
There's storm cloud.
Yeah, I think you're right. It does look like a storm cloud. And that's what today's question is all about.
And I'm 5 years old, and my question is, how is thunder and lightning caused?
Do you think that grey cloud over there is a thunderstorm?
Yes,
it'll be a big thunderstorm.
I don't know how thunder and lightning gets made. Do you?
I think there's like drums in the clouds, and then it just bangs itself.
Maybe the sun goes into the clouds, and that's the lightning flashing.
You know what? I think we better ask a meteorologist.
Meteorologist?
That's a weather expert. And...
Hey! Nidge!
Where's that voice coming from?
Over there!
It's me, Nate!
Hello!
Hello!
Right on time!
What can I say? I just blew in on the breeze.
This is Nate Byrne. He's a meteorologist.
A weather expert!
Nate, can you help us with our weather question? We're wondering how clouds, like that big one over there, can make thunder and lightning.
Ah, yeah. Looks like a storm front's rolling in. Hey, before it gets here, can you tell me all of the ingredients we might need to make clouds?
I think they're made out of white fluffy things, and they have water inside them.
When it keeps the wind, the wind joins together and makes a big fluffy thing. It could be the pressure in the sky.
That's right. To make a cloud, you need to take air and push it high into the sky. Air might feel dry, but it's actually full of invisible water. When you take all that invisible water into the sky, where it's much, much colder...
Cold.
Freezing cold.
Yep. Once it gets that cold, the water doesn't want to be invisible anymore. It wants to turn into a water droplet.
Is that rain?
Oh, it's not rain yet. It's still too small. All these itty-bitty drops of water hang out together, and from down here, they look to us like big, fluffy clouds.
Okay, so we know about those fluffy white clouds above us. But what about that grey one over there?
They might have lots of water, and they're drooping to let it go.
The only difference is that that grey one is a lot bigger and has a lot more water in it, so the sun can't shine through.
Does more water in the cloud mean it's going to rain?
Yeah, it can.
And it makes lightning too.
Ah, there's more to lightning and thunder than just a soggy rain cloud, but we'll have to use our imaginations for that part.
Yes!
Ah, I thought you'd never ask.
But first, we'll need to put on our storm suits.
Ready!
All right. Everyone ready for the next updraft? Here it comes. Aim for that grey cloud.
Three, two, one, go!
Whoa, it's crazy in here.
Yeah, you might need your windscreen wipers in here. It's pretty wet.
And windy.
It's so noisy.
It's so wet and swirly.
Watch, I can't hear you. It's too loud and windy.
Inside a cloud, lots of things are happening all at once. For starters, it's like a washing machine in here. It's all churny and swirly. Tiny drops of water are whizzing around and bumping into each other. And when that happens, they join together to make bigger, fatter drops until they're just too heavy to stay in the sky.
It started to rain!
And they fall out of the bottom of the cloud as rain.
Wow, look below us. The rain's falling out. But this cloud feels like it's getting bigger. If it rains, won't it lose all the water and disappear?
In a small rain cloud, yes, that's exactly what happens. And if it rains a lot, the cloud will shrink and shrink and disappear. But some storm clouds get really big.
How big?
Really, really big. They can go up 10 kilometres into the sky. It's like 100 football fields all in a row, but straight up.
Oh, that is so far.
My goodness.
Is that how big it is?
They are massive.
Can we go to the top and have a look?
Yeah, for sure. 10 kilometres is a pretty long way, though. Let's turn on our storm suit thrusters to zoom us up.
Holy moly, it's freezing up here.
Oh, this is cold.
Ice cold.
Yeah, up here, the temperature is below freezing. It's where all that rainwater becomes ice.
Hail comes when it's heaps of ice in the sky.
I think some of the water gets frozen up and then it comes down like hail.
Yep, ice falls from the sky as hail. But up here in the cloud, it helps create lightning.
Really?
How does it do that?
Do you hear all that crashing and knocking around? That's all the bits of ice dashing into each other. All that bumping around knocks off a really small but very important thing called an electron.
Electron sounds like electric.
It sounds like electricity.
Spot on. Yes, electricity makes our lights work or anything that's plugged in.
Like a camera or computer.
That electricity is like a river of electrons flowing through the wires. It's safe for us because it can't get out of the wires and we use it for power. But up here in a storm cloud, electrons are getting knocked around and flying loose, and they become lightning.
Wow. It's like there's a light in the cloud?
Why don't they just stay here in the cloud?
Well, electrons don't like to stay together. When they get mixed around in a cloud, groups of them can get together by accident.
Oh, it's you again.
And you.
When that happens, all they want to do is go to a place with no electrons.
I just need some me time.
Leave me alone.
I just feel so crowded.
As more and more of them get thrown together, they pull towards a place with a lot fewer electrons. The pull gets stronger and stronger until finally they make the jump. And that is lightning.
Oh, I said that's pretty tall.
Wow, so that's what's going on. But hang on, if electrons don't like each other so much, why isn't lightning jumping out of the clouds all the time?
They need to be close to the spot they want to move to, almost touching. So in a cloud, the lightning, the big surge of electrons, can go towards the nearest empty spot. Usually that's inside the cloud or another cloud that's passing by. If there's a big enough charge built up, a big group of electrons is strong enough to jump down from the cloud all the way to the ground.
Oh, looks lovely over there.
See ya.
Crash! Boom!
What about thunder?
Ah, well, that is just the sound of lightning. Hey, let's get out of this cloud. It's much easier to hear from the ground. Lightning creates a big flash of light and a big sound too. We call the sound thunder. It's actually made by the air getting heated up super duper hot. It expands really quickly, like the lightning is saying, "Move it, I'm coming through," and pushes the air out of the way. But lightning doesn't hang around for long, does it?
No, it's like a flash.
Exactly. So once it's gone, the air comes rushing back in.
And it bounces back.
Just like a big clap.
Ah, a thunderclap. That makes sense.
Sometimes it doesn't sound like a clap.
Oh, remember when you saw me earlier? I called out to you, but you weren't sure exactly where I was. The sound of my voice was bouncing around.
Yeah, we couldn't tell where you were. It sounded like you were coming from lots of different directions.
Sound loves to move around and bounce off things. You might hear thunder that sounds like one big bang, or you could hear a rumble as the sound is bouncing off hills or mountains or buildings and houses. You're not just hearing one thunderclap, you're hearing all of the echoes of one too.
So if you hear really rumbly thunder, is it further away than if you hear one loud clap?
It can be. A good way to tell is if you count between when you see the lightning and hear the thunder. If it happens at the same time, the storm cloud is really close. And if it happens a long time after each other, it's further away. But do you know the best way to tell what's happening with a storm?
What?
The weather report. Meteorologists like me can tell you all about the weather in your area and how to keep safe if there's a big storm coming.
Ah, the sun's coming out.
And now that the storm is all cleared up, I've got to go grab my gumboots. There are puddles to be splashed in.
So, Astrid, every storm cloud is made of water. It gets bigger and bigger.
140 feels big.
Until the top of the cloud begins to freeze and ice begins to swirl and crash around. All this crashing and banging knocks loose tiny bits of electricity called electrons that want nothing more than to get away from each other.
I just need some me time.
A bolt of lightning is what happens when a group of electrons jumps to a place that has room for them to spread out. And thunder is the sound of that lightning bolt. It can sound like a sharp clap if it's really close by, or it can sound like a low rumble if it's far away, and the noise of the clap is echoing for miles around. If you get nervous in a thunderstorm, the best thing to do is stay inside and check the weather report. And don't worry, because once the storm is over, we can spot rainbows and splash in puddles. Imagine This is an ABC Kids Listen podcast, hosted by me, Dr. Neeraj Lal. A big thanks to ABC meteorologist Nate Byrne, and to all the kids who helped make the podcast. Today's episode was written and produced by Sumia Bella, and was made on Gadabunud, Wurundjeri and Gadigal lands. Our engineer is Wei Nguyen, and senior producer is Emma Gibbs. For more great podcasts to play, music to move, and stories and soundtracks to sleep, download the ABC Kids Listen app, free from your app store.